Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do well. Seek judgment, relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1:16-18. This is a call to the kings of Judah. Isaiah 1:1. God wanted them to hear, O heavens, and give ear. Isaiah 1:2. God desires that all will hear and do according to His voice. This is a call that our culture needs to hear and heed. This is a call for repentance, which is a change of heart and a new conduct of life. God, with a piercing eye, sees the evil and the injustice of our world. Sin is ever before the eye of God. Never is there a moment when He is unaware of what we do. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Proverbs 15:3. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Hebrews 4:13. John called his audience to bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. Luke 3:8. Jesus gives a choice in His preaching of this most important subject. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Luke 13:3. All of the works of humanity will be called into accountability. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Ecclesiastes 12:14. God wants us to examine our choice. There is the opportunity for them to put away their evil and receive forgiveness. This wonderful privilege is available for us. God is willing to forgive all of us who turn away from our transgressions. A change of life is required for God to forgive and forget. We live today under a system where the blood of Christ is the cleansing agent for sin. A change of lifestyle is presented as putting off the old man and putting on the new man. Ephesians 4:22-24. We cease to do evil and start doing right. We are able to live this new life in Christ because God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Ephesians 4:32. God called Judah to consider how they were living and change, and the change that was possible. If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.